from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, before you were drafted, did you know that you might be as high as a second-round pick, or did you know the Buffalo Sabres were interested in you?
Yeah, I know they interested me, but of course that's a little bit surprised me. But I'm happy with that.
I know it's been tough for you, but you're only 20 years old. I mean, you got a long ways to develop and everything, but. Mentally, how has it been on you to have to go through what you've had to go through so far the last couple of years?
Yeah, hard time for me, a couple injuries, and I need to play and practice every day really good and development a lot. And yeah.
Are you feeling good now? Are you feeling 100% now?
Yeah. Now I'm 100% and feels day to day better and. Yeah, hockey is fun.
Now that hockey is fun and you can actually do it, what kind of things do you want to work on here in the off season this summer, you know, to get yourself better and get ready for the season?
Maybe every off-ice things and moving well on the ice and, that's it.
What do you think a new team can do for you? Just kind of a new situation and a fresh start.
I think that's good for me. New place and everything's new for me and I think that's really good for me.
Are you at a point in your career you just need to play games? I mean, you haven't played a lot the last couple of years for various reasons. Do you just need to play?
Yeah, that's one thing why I choose Mura. I hope and I see I can play a lot here, in Mura and yeah.
Have you ever had a chance, because Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen has gone through a lot of what you've gone through when he was a young goalie. He had to get surgery, and you can see where he is now. Have you ever had a chance to talk to him about it and see how he handled it?
Yeah, we talked a couple times, and that's funny to me and good for me hear what he thinking and something like that. And I think we talk more.
Does that give you good hope that, hey, you know, he's gone through it and look at him now. Look at where he is now.
Yeah, of course, yeah. A little bit same. A lot same goalie what I, big goalie, Finns. A little bit hard time for young and that's good for me and I hope I can talk with him.
What did you think about watching him this year? What did you think about seeing Ukko-Pekka play this year?
Sorry?
Did you get to see Ukko-Pekka play much this year? Did you get to watch any of his games?
Yeah, a couple times. If in Finland comes a prime time game, then. But and of course, I watch highlights in the morning, and that's funny to watch.
What was last season like for you? So you started as the backup. You weren't getting a lot of action. Then you were loaned to another team. What happened last season, I guess?
Tough time. I don't know how I say that, but I don't know. I don't know how I say that.
Is there a goalie in the NHL you like to watch, or maybe as a kid, or even now, that you like to watch?
Yeah, I like Pekkarinne when he played, and now I like to watch Tratse Demko in Vancouver, and of course Ukko-Pekka, and yeah, that's it.
What is it with Demko that you like? I mean, is there things that you want to incorporate maybe in your game that he does? What kind of things do you like about him as a goalie?
He moving pretty well, and he fight a lot on the net, and yeah, maybe those.
I'm trying to remember. Is this your first time over here in Buffalo?
No, that's my fourth time.
Okay, I couldn't remember if you were here before or not.
One combine and two development camps.
When you got loaned or whatever it was last year, did you find a groove? Do you feel like you've got some games and you found a rhythm? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good for me. I got a couple games in Mestis, and that's good for me. But last season I don't play a lot, and that's not good. But yeah, Mestis Loan is good for me last season.
Have you ever faced Helenius, the Sabres player?
Yeah, he's a really good guy and funny guy, and he's a pretty good player. That's the important thing. And
do you like coming here and seeing the other prospects and just getting to know the other guys that you might be growing with here as a Buffalo Sabre?
Yeah, that's one of the best things here right now. See other guys and see how they do, and something like that.
Can you just explain your style as a goalie, just how you like to play?
I like to play like a modern goalie, moving good, and I'm big. I try to I try to like block a puck a lot, and a little bit like old school on my style, and I think that's good for me.
What's it been like working with Seamus the last couple of years?
Yeah, I like a lot. He's a really good person and a funny guy, and he do pretty good job for me, and I like a lot.
How much has that helped having him? As you mentioned, you've had some tougher times the last couple of years. How much has it helped to have that extra resource?
Yeah, help a lot. We talk or text like every week, and that's helps a lot for me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.